Yeah?
Dean Lester.
Dean, how are things going today?
Well, we had a fairly quiet day at the office. We, George Ball and I were there with, got some things lined up just to be ready to move on some of these things after today. What reports do you get from around the country?
Oh, nothing that you can tell anything about. I've just got a sore back, sore hip, been hurting mana, so sore head, been having a headache all day, and I've been in bed all day. I just kind of came off the mountain, you know. I've been kind of keyed up, and I'm just kind of feeling punch drunk.
Well, you need a good rest, and I'll get it if you possibly can the next few days.
Thought you were awfully nice to bring the cabinet over yesterday, and I enjoyed it.
I was thrilled to have a chance to be there to see you off, and I called Hubert this morning to tell him how much everybody appreciated the job he did in the campaign.
Well, he's wonderful. Well, I just want to check in with you and see if we had any problem in Vietnam.
Well, the situation there is about as it was. We've got a problem, of course, but we'll be turning. I did see Dobrynin today, and he raised the Cambodian incidents along the border. And I told him that how we saw it, our side of it, and then told him that after today's over, that I want to have some very serious talks with him about Southeast Asia and other questions. And he seemed to be ready to knuckle down to some business, so we'll see where we can move some of these things. Have you received that message yet from Drew McBundy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he came in earlier to see, before he saw me, to see Tommy Thompson with a message that we thought ought to be held in the pen pal series, and Mac will be getting it out to you, but it ought to be held very closely. There's nothing very significant about it, except it was a thoughtful message from the new team about a number of subjects. They urge that we continue to see whether we can arrange to reduce the military budgets on both sides without any commitments or agreements. They told us they had pulled 15,000 men out of Eastern Europe, and said that they thought that there's room for some more action along that line to be taken. In other words, they were exploring a little bit to see what how much movement there is in the possibilities. So I was on the whole encouraged with it.
That's good. Give Virginia my love, and thank you so much for being so faithful.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. Dean.